Curiosity.
What are you so curious about?
Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Welcome, everybody, to our live podcast, and we have a special guest this morning.
Yeah, Joe is not with us, and so
he's all cozy and warm in Florida.
That's true.
So Anthony's with us. Of course, this is our live podcast here on WNP Plus. It will be in where you can get your podcast on Monday. So that will be after the storm.
So we all predict how much snow we're going to get in our backyard,
People will see this and be like, "Well, they were right. They were wrong. Who knows?"
Yeah. So I just so you guys know, I'm a weekly watcher.
Really?
You watch the podcast?
When I'm running,
You listen to the podcast while you're running?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So, Mindy, maybe you're not our biggest fan.
I thought I was the biggest
fan. Because Mindy listens to it every week.
Because I listen to it in the car.
Well, you're on it. So, isn't that...
So, that would make you the biggest fan,
which,
I guess.
Yeah, I know. Which does seem a little weird because I know what we're going to say. But I still enjoy listening.
And she watches and laughs and stuff like that.
It's kind of funny.
Just to see, are we really that weird? Does that sound weird?
That's part of it, yeah.
And yes, Anthony, we really are.
We really are, so exactly.
I'm deciding whether or not to be a scarf person. A viewer sent me a scarf, and I hadn't worn it. And I'll tell him, like, you know what? It's cold this morning. I'm going to try it out.
So I thought it looked nice, yeah.
I'm trying to be a scarf person. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
This winter is an adventure for Anthony because he grew up in Long Island, right? But has lived in the South since he was in high school.
Yeah.
So this is quite the welcome to the North again.
Yeah.
You brought this with you.
We said on the morning news that this is just the Pennsylvania welcome for Anthony. We have a whole procedure we do to welcome you to the state, and that includes 0 degrees, a big snowstorm. We're just checking off the boxes for you.
Yeah. And it's funny. Well, growing up, I do have videos on my phone because I was part of the YouTube generation growing up where there are videos of me when I was 13, 14, reporting in the snow, talking like vlogging per se. Like,
were you really?
Here's me in the snow. So I have a lot of those videos.
So you knew at that age this was going to be your future you.
We need those videos.
I'll be willing to share them. Yeah, because I wasn't like I knew I was going to be a weather person. It's just the weather fascinated me growing up. So that was something that I did. But
it was meant to be.
So I guess the question is going to be after this weekend and probably after next week that's cold. If you're still like, yay, I'm glad I'm in Pennsylvania, or if you're like, I got to get back to the South.
Well, I have a couple tips for the cold. For everybody at home, that's not, it's like I'm lecturing people that are used to it. As long as you stay well-fed and you're full, you don't really get as cold. It's really when you get hungry.
Really?
When you get hungry, you get colder. Because usually by the end of the shift, I'm usually a little bit hungrier. I don't really eat until after the shift. After my shift, I'm just cold.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think
when you're well fed,
it helps.
Your body burns that energy. I think that.
I guess have to.
Yeah, look it up, Sean.
I guess I'll keep eating.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cold for the next couple of weeks. It's time to have some steaks.
Yeah,
it's your body. Well, I think it's your body's natural reaction. You gain, I think it's less activity.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's just a theory.
Well, let's get things started with some questions.
Yeah,
and have you been on the podcast before?
Yes. And I did ask a question that one time.
Oh, that's right.
But it's been a while since you've been on.
I'll pick off. I know you're not supposed to pick off the top, but I will.
You can pick wherever you want.
Yeah, you have the power to pick where you
want. There are not many rules on this podcast, as we all know.
Just a few no bird questions. Oh, wait.
No, because now that Nikki's here, we allow bird questions.
Because she has bird compliments.
No compliments, we've accepted a few.
We have. Every once in a while, we need one.
I don't want to rip this. I'm like opening it meticulously.
Just rip into it.
An email from Bob. Please use caution. That's not the question. I have this memory of you working the weekend many moons ago. Who is this? Oh, Joe. Did you? Moons ago when the air show used to be an annual event at the airport. I remember you doing a segment with the Blue Angels and you taking a ride with them. Did this happen? Well, that's a question for Joe.
It's a question for Joe.
Yes.
I remember other people flying with them. I don't remember Joe specifically. I know people have.
Do you think Joe would do that?
I don't know.
I don't know if he'd want to.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
My brother's a pilot. And then one time I did fly, it was assisted, but I did fly. And being in the air is just not for me, I don't think.
Oh, really?
I'm a land animal, and I like to stay on the ground. Like, when I'm on the air, my first goal is to get on the ground.
I don't know if I would want to be in a fighter jet and do those maneuvers and stuff like that. At a time in my life, I would have liked that, you know, where they're going fast and flip it on its side. And yeah.
It's like a roller coaster.
I don't know if I'd want to now.
I did fly a plane one time, like a Cessna, that you would learn on. I was doing a story with the pilot, and he's like, "Oh, you take the controls and just turn this way and stuff." And it was really scary.
Yeah.
To be like, "Oh my gosh!"
Sometimes when you're getting instructed, you're like, "Oh, just spin." Am I going to crash this plane?
That's what I felt like too. I felt like I was going to crash the plane, but I didn't know what I was doing, so.
Interesting.
Yes, it was fun though.
I think most people, there's a thing with guys that I think most guys think they can safely land a plane.
Really?
I think that's a theory. Like, yes, like guys, yeah, why not? It's easy, but it's very,
very difficult.
So, Rennie's brother is a pilot in the Navy.
Okay.
And we went, when he was early on in being a pilot, we went and toured the base and everything, and he was able to take us into the simulator. And we each got a chance to land the plane. My landing was devastating.
Oh, no.
The whole room turned red. Everyone died. It was devastating. It is not as easy. And we were landing a really big plane. He flies like the equivalent of a 737. So it takes some finesse to be able to bring that down just right. And of course, this is one of their simulators, so it's full on the feel as if you're bringing in a big plane to land. And then right when I was about to land, the simulator operator was like, "All right, here comes a gust of wind."
Oh no.
And we're moving to the side and we crashed.
Oh my gosh, so John.
Yeah. So don't trust me to land your plane.
John should not be the pilot.
No.
My brother tells me he's going through training again. Every year they go through training. It takes weeks, and you can't fail.
You can't.
Well, that actually makes me feel good.
Yes.
that
you say that. Rennie's brother is at training right now for a couple months.
Yeah, it's like, what?
With retraining.
Imagine we had to go through training. Trainings, but it's like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine we had to go through trainings and every year.
This is sort of a weird one.
Okay.
This is from Mike in Hanover Township. He says, "Departed celebrities are sometimes remembered for their last words. If you were remembered for your last words, what would they be?"
Hmm. Well, we won't know what our last words are until
we
say them.
Yeah. But maybe he's saying,
what would you want them to be?
Yes, departed. I think he means dead, yes.
Or what words would you want to be remembered for saying or something like that, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
I have a quote that I live by. But
you do?
What's your quote?
It's, not verbatim, but it's make habits of things that not everybody wants to do. What's the quote? Give me a second to think about it. It's not good podcasting, but it's like, successful people make habits what unsuccessful people don't want to do. You make habits. For me, with running, not everybody wants to run, but it's like something I do every day, make habits, and that's what eventually...
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any words of wisdom.
I'd like to think it would be something poignant, but it would probably be like, hold my beer, or what's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
That'll be my last
words. That's a good one right there, and I like hold my beer, too. Yeah, I think I'd really have to think for a while. I don't have anything philosophical or anything off the top of my head.
Probably my quote that I say around the newsroom the most is just, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
And that's, usually John is saying that when it's not fine.
Everything's fine.
We're trying to convince ourselves that everything's going to be fine.
The flames behind you.
Yes.
What I say sometimes when I don't think I did that well on air, I may have messed up, is like, I'm not fired. Like, they're not going to fire me.
I still
like,
have a job.
I still have a job. We're so good. Like, I got 20 minutes. I'll be out. For 10 minutes, I'll be on. Like,
now, if you get the snowstorm wrong, well, then
that's where we give a big range. That's where we give a big range.
Yeah.
Two to 30.
We put the plus at the end.
And then a plus at the end. 2 to 30 plus.
Plus. It could be more. It could be less.
All right. I'm digging in. All right, come on, be a good one, be
a
good one.
You've got those long arms where you can really get in the brown bag.
Oh, but short but good.
Mm.
From Chris. Blue cheese or ranch with your chicken wings?
Oh, that's so easy.
I've never had blue cheese before.
You've never had blue cheese before at all?
I don't think so, but the texture irks me. Like, I don't like anything too creamy. That's just my thing, like cream cheese, anything.
You don't like cream cheese?
I've gotten a liking to it as I got older, but anything too creamy, the sour cream.
You don't like sour cream?
Sour cream, I don't get the hype. Oh, well, I like sour cream and onion butter? Chips. Yeah, peanut butter, yeah.
That's
yeah,
okay?
I have peanut butter almost every day, yeah.
Do you eat wings?
Not really. I was with Chris after we went skiing on Montage, but we went to a local restaurant, and he ordered wings, and I was looking at them. But they're too messy.
They are messy.
They are messy. Well,
get them dry with the sauce on the side.
Well, my dad told me, like, whenever you go on a first date, whenever you go on a date, just order something that's clean.
Well, that's definitely a good tip. Don't get wings.
Ribs. But yeah, never orders anything messy, so I've strayed away from rings just in general.
Yeah,
I understand. So neither for you. Blue cheese for me.
Blue cheese for me, hands down.
I will say for me, blue cheese for my wings. Other than that, I absolutely can't stand blue cheese.
Really? You're kidding.
I think blue cheese is so gross.
You only like it on wings.
Except with the wings. I think it's so good with a wing. But if there's blue cheese on a salad, I think it's the most disgusting thing.
That's why I almost always order. If I'm like getting a steak and a salad, I always order blue cheese for
my
salad.
And Rennie does too. And then I'm mad because if I don't get a salad, I can't have any of her salad because she got blue cheese.
But if you like it with the wings, what is the lettuce any different?
I don't know. There's something about the wing sauce mixed with the wing and the blue cheese. It's perfect.
Everything so you don't like the fact that it's moldy or what?
That's a big part of it.
Is there anything else
like
that?
Taste it.
I guess some people don't like mustard. I'm thinking something else. Is there anything else that you would...
There's other flavors that... I'm not a big mustard person, but there's certain things that if it's combined with it, I'm good with mustard. But blue cheese just really stands out to me.
I love blue cheese.
Mm. Blue cheese is good.
I don't like onions unless they're cooked. That's another thing, like something that's a contrast. Like, I really can't stand onions, but if they're cooked, I think they're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, sometimes onions can upset your stomach, too, if they're raw. But at least that's what I found in my personal life.
This is from Rusty in Danville. Hi, team. Why does the sun bleach things like curtains, umbrellas, anything that sits out exposed to the sun, but it tans our skin? Why doesn't it have the same effect on your skin?
Well, I wish Joe was here. You probably have a very intelligent way to put it, but it's all for the UV rays is what makes us burn. I don't know about the sun. I think it's just wear and tear, like the sun, maybe a slight burning effect there too.
I think you're right with the ultraviolet rays. I think that's what it.
That's
what
bleaching
on the dyes. I think the effect on the dyes is different than its impact on your skin. I mean, it's
and of course the skin is just because we have pigment melanin that darkens us to protect us from it and everything like that. But there's no question the sun has an impact on things you leave outside, that the colors leave them and everything like that.
They get bleached.
They do.
Yeah, it may be because of the heating of it. I'm not quite sure, and I'm not going to make
Joe would love that one, though.
Yeah,
Joe would probably have an answer right away.
Let's give him a call in Florida right now, Joe.
Maybe he's watching.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
He could be streaming.
You know, text me.
His mother-in-law streams all the time.
She does, and he's at his mother-in-law's in Florida.
Right, because he misses her. That's why he goes to Florida. Yeah.
We were talking this morning about Joe not being here for this storm, and Joe can't stand snow. He can't stand cold. But I bet you he feels like he's missing out.
I see. He sent out a Facebook message earlier, like a Facebook post.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want this to be over with and done with. He's
even though he's not
here. Colonoscopy. I think he compared it to a colonoscopy.
Oh, really?
I think that he's like, I just want to be over and done with so he can just move on.
I would rather have a snowstorm than a colonoscopy. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but, you know. It's just not that much fun.
Well, at least you're not awake. At least you're not awake for a colonoscopy.
That's true. Well, yeah, actually, I don't even mind the colonoscopy. It's just the prep ahead of time that's hard.
The worst part.
I was really hungry. I just wanted to eat something. Yeah. You know, like that's the hard part. It's like you can't eat.
Well, speaking of the snowstorm, so Mindy is one that obviously says on the air she likes a snowstorm.
I know. I love a snowstorm.
I have to be honest. The fact that it's coming on a Sunday and everything like that, I'm looking forward to it, to just seeing what plays out. What camp are you in? Because some people are dreading this.
This amount of snow on a weekend, I'm okay with. During the week, it's just when it has a much larger impact on your life, I can do without. I don't mind it on the weekend.
Yeah.
The thing is, I can't control it, even though people think I can. But I can't control it, so whatever happens, happens, you know?
But are you dreading it, or are you excited about it?
I don't know. I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm not dreading it, no. Because
but you're not that excited.
I think I'll be excited when it's all fallen for that like a 6-hour window, and then I'll be like, I just want to go for like walk, run, go outside.
Oh, that's true. It hampers your running, so that's hard. Yeah.
Here's a question for you on a storm like this. You're a relatively new meteorologist.
Yeah.
Do you get excited forecasting a storm this big? Do you get nervous a little bit when you're putting out numbers that, you know, people are going to try to hold you to?
Yeah, well, thankfully, Jeremy's the one who made the numbers today, and I tweaked them a little bit, but yeah, it's always nerve-wracking. And obviously, there are other people that put out numbers, too.
Yeah.
And some meteorologists to other stations, too. So I kind of look at a lot of numbers. But it's eventually a team thing. You get it wrong, or you're never going to be 100% right. It's a science, and it humbles you. You think that, oh, no, we got this nailed down 100%. Then you start seeing newer model runs, and you're like, oh, no.
What just happened?
Yeah, oh, and it's no distance. But this one, that's... We're looking for a consensus. If you look at all the models, they're saying the same exact thing, which some people may frighten them, but for me, it's like, okay, makes it a little bit more confident in what we're saying. So.
Yeah, it's probably when you have the models that it's like, okay, two of them are saying we're going to get 15 inches, but one says we're going to get 3. And that does happen in some of these storms.
And then, you know, we're not just, there's some we trust more than others. We look at some atmospheric dynamics. There's a bunch of other, it's not a purely statistical thing where you're like averaging out the numbers. It's a trust. It's a, what's actually going on in the atmosphere. So it's all fun. Like even if I'm wrong, and we hope that we're accurate and we prepare people the right way, it's like, if you're wrong, that's a learning experience. Like, great. So recently what I've been trying to do is, every single time I'm wrong or don't know something, I go, oh, it's an opportunity to learn something, or it's an opportunity.
Good attitude.
So I try to...
That's the way to look at it. You want to pick another question?
Yeah, who's up? Is that you, Sean?
No, it's
Sean. Just went.
Oh, yeah.
I've been humbled this year so far. I've had many messages. And when one event, I was off for like a couple of days, and people were looking at me. Now it's a team effort, but people like, "Well, you put out these numbers, like it's a team." But I'm like,
"But I wasn't there.
I wasn't there." So part of me, sometimes part of me is like, "I didn't." But if it was right, I would have been like, "See,
yeah, right."
Well, a lot of people, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but when I first started in TV, I did weather for about a year.
Yeah.
Not a meteorologist, I just kind of got thrown into it, and I would be really nervous before snow events. And in Johnstown, Altoona, where I worked, you know, they get hit with quite a few big storms. And I'd be real nervous because I wasn't the one that forecast it at all. I didn't know where the information was coming from and stuff. And then I'd be the one in the grocery store that they'd be like, well, you blew that one. So
yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's, and I like doing the mornings in a way too, because it like I'm preparing people for their day, and it feels like you bake a cake for somebody and like watching them enjoy it, like especially when I'm forecasting a nice day, seeing them enjoy it, but like seeing everything play out, it's kind of fun to see what people react to. We got a really deep question from Chris. Does ketchup go on a hot dog?
Well, oh my goodness.
Of course it does.
Well, no. We have those ketchup people that the hot dog people that say you're not supposed to, it only supposed to have mustard.
If you're going to you're going to take that hot dog with ketchup on it and then throw it right in the garbage can. Yes.
Oh wow.
So Sean, you are a
mustard
hot dog enthusiast then.
No, well, just
but you have to just have mustard.
If you're under the age of 10, yes. It's okay to put ketchup. It's okay to put ketchup on a hot dog.
Then it's just
as
mustard.
An adult mustard.
Wow, but I know some people. And whenever you see images of a hot dog, there's both. I've never had a hot dog with ketchup and mustard.
I've seen it.
Maybe the combo, but definitely
not
ketchup.
Yeah, I don't like
the
combo.
Gosh, I cannot eat a hot dog without ketchup.
Oh, really? No, I love ketchup, yeah.
So are you ketchup on a...
I'm on ketchup or mustard. It's not both. I've seen both.
Mindy's looking something up.
Well, yeah, I know in Chicago it's a big thing. They say you're not supposed to put ketchup on your hot dog. So I was just trying to look up hot dogs in Chicago. But that is for the purist who really likes their hot dogs, they say no ketchup. But I love ketchup on my hot dog and relish. Love the relish too.
I'm just ketchup. It's a like fancy dog with kraut. I love kraut on a dog. But even if I have kraut on a dog, I'm putting ketchup on.
Yeah. And also chili. I love chili dogs.
Chili dogs, they're good.
I usually like one ingredient. When you start mixing stuff, it's like, what are you even tasting, you know? When you start
So you only do ketchup then? That's it?
You only just do ketchup or mustard. Like, it depends what mood I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
Here's my advice, though.
Okay.
If you ever happen to do a story at a place that loads a bunch of things on the hot dog and they serve it to you with a knife and fork, don't eat it with a knife and fork on camera.
Okay.
And don't let that get on TV, because then you will never hear the end of it
never.
For the rest of your human life.
Like the politician that eats...
John Meyer eats his hot dogs with a knife and fork.
Yeah. You know, I feel like that finally died down, but now that you just mentioned
it. I know.
I still get a message. You're the guy that eats a hot dog with a knife and fork.
Yeah, he went to a hot dog place and did a story.
In Sunbury.
And there was like... chili and all the stuff on it, and it was very messy, and you would eat it.
And
with
they
a
said
knife and
we
fork.
Serve it with a knife and fork because you can't pick it up and put it in your mouth. But the shot of me in the story that I didn't know was going to be in the story of me cutting a hot dog. Woo! That blew up.
Yeah, similar happens with pizza. Like politicians go to
eat your pizza with the knife and fork. Yeah. That's another no-no. Yeah.
Okay, so Anthony, I'm going to give this one to you.
Okay.
If you don't like it, you can ring the bell.
Okay.
So you can decide. I'm going to let you decide if you want us to read that one. We don't have to. It's not that bad, but I just wanted to make sure. He calls you Tony B.
Yeah, Tony B. That's my dad's name. But it's basically a comment about the way I tie my tie.
Yes. Yes.
And no, it's one of my insecurities about how I tie a tie.
So we're going there?
Yeah, my dad taught me the way to tie a tie, and that's the way I do it. Sometimes it's off-centered. It's difficult when you're on air, and sometimes it's a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and I kick myself all the time. Sometimes I think I did really well with the forecast. I'm like, oh man, I nailed it. And sometimes after I look at my tie, I'm like, oh, I just looked like an idiot, didn't I?
So that's what this gentleman is saying.
We're being honest. That's why partially when I first got here, when you're like, oh, I didn't have to wear a tie? That's why I didn't wear a tie
funny.
It was warm. I was like, yeah, so.
The thing is, people always pick on clothing, and usually it's women's clothing
sometimes, because we're moving around, per se, we're jumping around.
Okay, since you got that one, I'm going to do the next one. All right. Hey, Joe. I love vacuuming. Can I be a member of your I Love Vacuuming Club? That's from Lois. Well, Lois, I didn't know there was a club, but I suppose there can be, right?
Sure. I love vacuuming, too. There's something about just getting everything cleaned up and all that.
I really don't like vacuuming.
You don't?
Well, there's something nice, because I'm on my phone a lot. There's something nice, too. You can't be on your phone when you're vacuuming. They can't listen to music. It's just you and the vacuum. There's something about that.
That's true.
Like, I've tried to turn on music while I'm vacuuming.
Nope.
It's just vacuuming.
Nope, you just got a vacuum.
Now, are you like a pattern person, or do you just kind of willy-nilly vacuum?
It depends. there's one carpet in our house that leaves like the pattern like really noticeable, and then I feel like I can't be willy-nilly.
Yeah.
That I've got to go in a pattern. Otherwise, I'm just all over the place and make sure I get it. But there I feel like I almost have to be like mowing the lawn and get lines in the carpet while I'm doing it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yes. Oh, we don't have much time.
We don't?
A couple of minutes left.
Oh. Uh-oh, it's kind of long. Oh, no, I don't have reading glasses yet, and I say yet. Morning team, do you have a strict contract that may result in serious consequences if you take a sick day when severe weather is expected? In my experience, it was not uncommon for an employee to take a sick day when it snows. That never seems to occur at your station. You will even go as far as a nearby hotel to stay. That's a really good question.
Really applies.
And
it's
perfect for right now.
For right now, yes.
No, we don't have in our contract a strict consequence for taking off for a storm, but I think we know we got to be here.
Yeah, then they'll remember it when it comes to the next contract coming up. Be like, oh, this person's not too much of a team player. I think, didn't you guys have this question before?
I don't think so. This specific. There's a lot of things about us having contracts, but I think we all just know there's certain things that we do on the TV news that this is one of the big ones. And it's very clear, like with streaming, we could see leading up to this storm, there's a lot more people that are watching the stream. We can see in the TV ratings, there's a lot more people. And so it's just kind of, we see it as a responsibility, wouldn't you say, that we got to be here?
Yeah, and that's also true with like a big story, for example, like say, you know, something huge, like the flooding of 2011 or something. Well, people that were supposed to be off that day would come in just because we all need to be here, all hands on deck for something like that. Same is true with a big storm.
Yeah, right. So we'll be here on Monday.
Yeah, so we know
Anthony
that we can't.
Anthony will be here on Sunday.
We can't take the day off. I'm still a little concerned. I'm not sure how I'm getting into work, but we're going to figure that out.
And we do. The station does offer hotels, and just the guy who's helping book all of them, he says, I think 50 people are staying at the hotel on Sunday night, which, a little side note, does end up being a fun night at the hotel for some when the whole station's hanging out.
I was never invited to this party. What are you talking about?
I've only been to a couple of them, but there's some fun.
This is my first one. So
oh, okay.
I'm not staying in the hotel.
I don't think I am either, but.
All right. This is another weather-related one. So
what did Carrie say, a minute?
Minute?
Minute and a half, Sean.
All right, here we go. Yesterday I was outside playing with my kids, and I thought I saw snowflakes, figured my mind was playing tricks on me because it was over 40 degrees outside. Yeah. How could it possibly be snowing? Then a brief snow squall came through for about 2 or 3 minutes. Joe, how is this possible?
Anthony, how is this possible?
Travis.
Well, there's a bit of math to it. It gets snow when it's up to about 42, 43 degrees. It depends how shallow the warm layer is. So just because the temperature's not freezing at the surface doesn't mean it doesn't snow. In fact, we had an event where it was in the 20s, like mid-20s, and it was sleeting and raining. So It all depends on how shallow the layers are, depending on like how quickly the snow melts. So I think that's a TLDR, because we only have like, a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony wants to get out his whiteboard and draw a whole explanation on how this happened.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, this was fun having you here with us today,
yes.
Anthony, and Sean, as always.
Yeah. Well, we bring it all out on the pod. It's a full, full thing, full subjects.
Yeah. And thanks to you for tuning in, and we will be back next week with more. So, how do you send the questions in?
Brown bag
at WNEP.com.
See you later.